escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
It is Dukes and Bell. Happy Monday, everybody. We're talking about our Falcons. Final preseason game meant nothing. And I hope that you didn't take too much from it. We'll talk more about our thoughts and where we go. The roster cuts begin. We'll get into that at 5 o'clock with the Falcon Report. Also, more college football conversation on the way. But right now, we got to talk some dogs. It's game week. Mike Griffith is here from Dog Nation. Mike, it's good to have you back on the show. I said to our audience, is Kirby going to rotate guys at quarterback? Are we going to see one guy the entire game? How do you think this starts and how it plays out against Marshall on Saturday?
Yeah, you know, I had the same question, and I asked Coach Smart that, and he said it would be presumptuous. Presumptuous.
Oh.
I mean, they're only a 39.5-point favorite, guys. We don't want to presume anything. No depth chart was put out by Georgia. That's not surprising. Kirby did reference a depth chart earlier in his press conference, but not for public viewing, apparently, or the media viewing, and that's fine. This is kind of the way college football is going. You got a lot of really rich coaches that want to disclose as little information as possible. Sooner or later, money's going to talk, and it'll change. But for now, it's a guessing game. I think it starts out with Gunner. You know, I think he's been the number one through fall camp, and I think Kirby's going to give him that opportunity to hold his job. And, you know, if he performs well, he'll keep it. And if a change needs to be made, the head coach will make it. But I don't anticipate that happening. Typically what they've done in these sorts of games is let the starter go through the first series of the third quarter. Now, if the game's closer or if there's something more they want to see from Gunner, then maybe he stays in there longer. But I would be really surprised if we didn't see Ryan Puglisi against Marshall.
Because it's funny, Mike, we were just looking at the numbers last hour, and Kirby, if it's a big number, 38 points or more, he is 0-12-1 against that number. So, again, when you're going, whether it's a week before homecoming or early in the season, he's resting his guys, he's getting them out of there. What's your number one concern for the Georgia Bulldogs? Is it D-line? What one unit would be a red flag for you right now?
It's quarterback position. You know, Kirby didn't name Gunner a starter. He was asked point blank if he was ready to name him a starter last week, and he kind of snapped at the reporter and said, "Why? So you can write about it?" Well, no, because that's what happens in America with football teams. The coach announces a starting quarterback, you know, but so clearly, you know, for whatever reason, Kirby chose not to name him a starter, and Kirby chose not to talk about his performance in the scrimmages. So I don't know if there's anything we can take away from that other than the head coach isn't comfortable talking about it. Now, typically when guys have fared well, he said that. You know, Carson looked real good out there. You know, Jake's got a command of the offense. We're not hearing that yet. And so I think the head coach wants to give this an opportunity to play out. I mean, after all, Gunner's only started one game. This will be his first home start, his second career start. Kirby wants to trust the process. This is a guy who works very hard, who's in his fourth year in the program, who's got some big game experience. You'd like to see that pan out. But if Gunner's not their best option to win games, then Kirby's got a responsibility to make a move, and he's shown us before that he will. So to me, this is the biggest concern because you have so much inexperience there. And, you know, let's face it, you know, you're not seeing Georgia quarterback on any preseason All-SEC or All-American lists. And, you know, you're not seeing Florida or Texas or LSU saying, boy, we'd trade our quarterback for theirs. In fact, I don't know if the Vanderbilt program is saying that, or the Auburn program, or the Oklahoma program, or the Missouri program, if you get my drift.
We do. And you're absolutely right about that. We're talking with our buddy Mike Griffith from Dog Nation. Dogs take on Marshall Saturday. Tell me what you know about up front, man, because my thing is, you know, Mike and I was talking about that spread, and he just laid it out for our listeners and yourself. But I said, look, if you were going to let guys play, if you got a young team, let them play. This is when you do it, right? You want to do it in the first 2 weeks before you get to Tennessee. Tell me about the O-line and the D-line and where you think they are right now.
Well, I think both are better than a lot of people think. You know, I know, you know, Warren Brinson and Azeer Stackhouse are projected to make NFL rosters, and they were later round draft picks, and they were veterans. But sometimes, you know, a breath of fresh air is healthy, and I think that's the case for Kirby. With this newness, I think he's made it work for him with this fire, passion, and energy buzz phrase that he's got. There's a lot of newness. There's a lot of guys that haven't done it yet. There's a lot of guys with something to prove. I mean, there's 15 Georgia guys that were on last year's team that are projected to make NFL rosters. That's a lot of talent to replace. But there's some guys that have been waiting in the wings. There's some influential transfers that should have an immediate impact. And so I think there's a newness about this team. Now, if the players are bringing the fire and the passion and energy, I'd like to see Kirby bring it with his play calling. And, you know, we keep defaulting to Mike Bobo, and we have to stop doing that. We got to stop pretending that Kirby Smart doesn't know the game plan and that this isn't what Kirby wants. Mm-hmm. At some point, you've got to realize that this is Kirby Smart's offense, and he hires people to run it the way he wants it run. Even Todd Monken had parameters to work within, and a lot more talent, I might add. So, you know, at some point, you got to realize that this is going to be Kirby's decision, much like Nick Saban. You guys will remember right around, 12, 13, Alabama kind of flipped the page a little bit, and they stopped winning with dominant defense. They started to be a little bit more aggressive with their offensive play calling, and I think that's where Kirby's at, hence getting Jared Curtis, the number one quarterback in the country, committed for next year. So maybe we'll see that happen this season now that you have all this talent at the wide receiver spot.
Can you get a 1,000-yard rusher, or is that an impossibility with this team?
No, I think it's possible because you look at the length, you know, it's a 15-game schedule, right?
That's true.
14 games, it's really not that much of an ask. I mean, an 11-game season, I mean, okay, that's a lot. But, you know, and the fact that you've got enough depth, you know, maybe if you get some explosive runs, I mean, it's not out of the question to think that, you know, Nate Frazier can be a 15 to 20 touch guy, maybe a la DeAndre Swift 2019. We'll have to see how those other backs work out. You know, we know Chauncey Bones is a guy who's emerged. We know that Rod Robinson's back healthy. We know they signed a transfer power back out of Illinois, a big 240-pounder. We know that, you know, you've got Cash Jones there as a third-down gadget guy. So there's a lot of pieces to that. So I think that's possible. I look more at 200 yards rushing per game is my barometer. I think a 1,000-yard receiver is where we go with this. With Branch, the transfer from USC.
I was going to ask you, because he's a smaller guy. Thomas is the big guy at 6'5", but Branch seems like he'd be used all over the field.
He will. He's explosive. I think if Georgia can run the ball effectively, which I think they will, I think that opens up the explosive plays, right? And that's out of the mouth of Todd Monken. You know, when you're staying on schedule, you know, and it's 2nd and 5 and not 2nd and 10, when it's 3rd and 2 and not 3rd and 6, you put the defense in run-pass conflict. They don't know what's coming. And that's where the explosive plays come from. If it's 3rd and 10, it's hard to break a big gain. They know you're probably passing, right? So I think that if Georgia can get the run, and it's going to be especially important for these quarterbacks that they have a run game. Georgia needs play action. Kirby Smart said it. Our quarterback needs the running game. So first and foremost, that's going to be the priority. They're going to pound the rock, and they're going to hit Marshall a lot. And remember, this Marshall team, and I'm aware of that 0-12-1 stat. But how many times have they played a team with 64 new players and a new head coach?
Right.
I mean, you talk about discombobulated. You know, this coach is still trying to learn his players' first names.
It's Mike Griffith, guys, joining us here on Dukes and Bell, talking about all things with the Dogs. SEC gonna eat themselves up? Are they going to cannibalize themselves to the point where there will be less teams in the overall college football playoff? How do you view the overall conference?
Well, that's what happened last year because the College Football Playoff Selection Committee that had the University of Michigan athletic director as the chairman didn't reward quality wins. They paid more attention to the number of losses, and you know that's why you had Indiana and SMU make the playoff instead of Ole Miss, Alabama, two teams that beat the University of Georgia, a very high-quality win. I don't know that Indiana beat anybody with better than a 7-6 record. When you look at SMU, I don't know what their most impressive win in the regular season was. Louisville, maybe. I don't think they played Clemson until the ACC championship game, and they lost. So you had two suspect teams in there that did a good job of not losing, but didn't really have to beat anybody because their schedule was poor. Conversely, you had a very deep SEC, probably the deepest it's been in history, frankly, and preseason polls indicate it will be once more when you consider 10 out of the top 25 teams are from the SEC. I mean, guys, that's darn near 67. That's darn near two-thirds of the team. Conversely, the Big Ten was 6 out of 18. That's 33%. And if we go to the Big 12, they had 4 and the ACC 3. So when you look at the percentage of teams in the SEC that are in the top 25, obviously the wins in the SEC should have a higher quality about them. But that wasn't recognized last year. So they came up with this advanced schedule strength metric. Like, guys, like, we thought this is what they were doing last year. Right. But since you all didn't get it, we're going to make this even more apparent for you. We're going to spray paint this neon yellow. We're going to put a buzzer on it. We're going to force you to look at it. Schedule strength. We told you last year to pay attention. You didn't. Now we're going to double down with some kookamamie advanced metric, which you should have been able to figure out last year, right, to make darn sure that you do. And Sankey's buying. He said, okay, you're telling us they're going to pay attention? Fine, we'll go to 9 games. We know all the coaches don't like it, but the Big Ten's saying they won't move forward with playoff talk because we don't play 9 games. Here's your damn 9 games. Now let's see what the Big Ten goes with it, and let's see when the playoffs expand.
And that's a great breakdown from Mike Griffith, guys, from Dog Nation, man. We always appreciate you coming on, brother. And now next time we have you on, we'll actually be talking about football that's been played, man. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yes, but remember, guys, Kirby Smart says what happens in practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is just as important. So let's not try to get too much of a read because Kirby's going to Kirby.
Yeah. All right. We are going to see.
Sounds like Mike likes a shot at that 39.5 with all the turnover on the Thundering Herd.
That's all I'm saying,
new
man.
New coach.
I'm trying to tell
but
you
again,
guys.
But again, when's the last time you saw him do that? Exactly.
He hasn't. But you know what? This gives me the reason why he will do it this year.
All right, brother, man.
We're going to see. We'll give you our official picks, by the way, at the end of the week.
Right.
3 games, right? College. Obviously, the NFL hasn't started yet. Over-under. We have a lot of fun with it. End of the year, it's all about bragging rights and just saying, hey, look at some of the games we're looking at just to have some fun. All right, man, we got more to get to. Thanks to Mike Griffith there. Gary Myers is going to join us coming up, guys. He's got an incredible book out, Brady versus Belichick, The Dynasty Debate. And everybody's wondering what Belichick's going to do at UNC. We'll get into this with Gary Myers. Wait till some of the stories he has. And this book is really, really interesting. It's Dukes and Bell.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big shout out to Tommy Fleetwood for winning the Tour Championship over the weekend. It was a fun weekend, man. And Eastlake did a terrific job of putting that event on once again. People come to Atlanta. I met a couple from Chicago when we did the show on Thursday that they came in just for the event. And I said, have you guys ever been? You know, have you ever been here? And they were like, nope. Just wanted to come down. We thought this was really cool, and we're so glad we did. I think they spent 3 days down here. But, Mike, they were just, you know, hanging out in the Tito's Steelhouse tent. And a big shout-out to Tito's as well. But and you just never know, man. So many people come down for this event because, again, we talked about the access. So Tommy Fleetwood was great over the weekend. Lots of stuff going down, including the latest on the Falcons injuries, which we'll get into, guys, on the way here at 5 o'clock. But it's interesting because dog fans – I don't think any dog fans are nervous. You shouldn't be heading into this first one. Like, this is not like the last few years. All Mike and I are saying, because the guy hit me up, he goes, why are you guys talking about the spread? We're just simply saying about him, being Kirby, not leaving his starters in there to cover. That's all.
He's just never been his thing. And we've talked about, you know, the history there. It's pretty self-explanatory. Now, you could argue the Marshall team is coming with a new head coach and all the turnover on the roster. A lot of teams dealing with that with the portal because you get a new coach, everybody gets to hop in the portal. But, yeah, a 39.5-point favorite over Marshall. Kirby 0-12-1 against the spread over 38. So, you might get tuned up on brown liquor in Athens on Saturday and call your guy. It is the position of Dukes and Bell, at least this broadcast, you to avoid this game. Don't bet that one.
Yeah, it's look, would you bet the under?
Yeah, we'll talk about that next segment.
Yeah, because that's something that you might look at. Hey, man, if you're just joining us, Braves hit the road for a long road trip. They lose 2 of 3 to the Mets, and we will certainly get back into our thoughts about where our football team is. Now it is go time, right? And tomorrow, by this moment, 4:23, we will have the latest roster in. Mike, we'll know what the cuts are. And somebody said to me, guys, you anticipate, you know, a big name. Well, what's a big name on this team? Because I got to tell you, we haven't been good enough the last few years to say, we're going to let, you know, a really good player go who might be in his prime who could help this team win. Young players, yes, vying for a spot, that's different. There have been some position battles. But right now, I'll give you an example. It looks like the kid we drafted out of Oklahoma, Mike, Billy Bowman, is going to be a starter for us.
Right. He's going to plug right in. And we talked about him having that sort of ball-hawking ability. Talked to some folks from Oklahoma at SEC Media Days. Guy is just you saw him. He's one of the guys you noticed. You know what I mean? You and I were chatting about guys that really popped at Falcons practice. And he's a guy that, you know, showed out. And every day he was making plays. So that's one that makes sense for me. You know, losing a guy like – and again, I didn't know who Morgan Fox was. I had to go look him up. He's a guy that had a solid NFL career as kind of a rotational edge rusher in his time, but he got $3 million guaranteed, didn't do anything. That's one of the more surprising ones, which perhaps, again, not having familiarity with him, Carl, maybe a testament to now the depth we have at that position.
Correct.
That we haven't had in a decade.
Yeah, that's – and by the way, we're talking about Zach Harrison and Rook and David Onyemata and Floyd and you know, Brandon Dorlis and Kentavious Street. We talked about this. Up front, I think we are as deep as we've been in a very long time, and especially off the edge. But this is – I think it bodes well for what you think you already have. And when we talk about big names, again, to answer that guy's question who said, hey, you anticipate any big names. Guys, who are they moving on from? Troy Anderson?
He's right now, again, we're waiting for that designation because if he starts the season on IR, just like Darnell Mooney, he's going to miss the first four games of the year. We thought – I thought I was of the opinion he might not even play because we haven't seen him out there in pads. And then the coach just dropped it. Was it last week that he was making it sound like Troy? Okay, but that's news to us. We'll see. Jalen Walker still is listed as questionable right now. Again, there's no football to be played until week one. Clark Phillips still dealing with ribs.
Think he comes out with his hair on fire because his inability to have not played?
Yeah, but I see that's the thing with Jalen. I don't know. I mean, we know what he's capable of at Georgia. He only missed one game his entire career as a Bulldog starter. So we know he's durable. This is just an outlier. And he's probably pressed it a little too hard, trying to get back out there with a hamstring. And as Carl would say in Texas, aggravated the groin. But we just can't wait to see him. I'm like, guys, we covered a lot on Jalen Walker the last 2 weeks. It's just, you know, it just is what it is. He's a little bit behind the curve. Doesn't mean he won't be able to respond and be a major player on this defense. Just haven't seen him yet.
Yeah, I just don't think look, the secondary has been a question mark. So, you know, you're going to let a few guys go because everybody's not making the team. We know that. But if you're talking about the Henry Blacks of the world, or okay, maybe. But even then, Mike, you still need the depth. And it's something we haven't had in the secondary because we've seen injuries over the last few years. But I like what I've seen from the guys who've been out there, whether it's been Jesse and, you know, even the DeMarco Hellams has shown flashes. I mean, but this Billy Bowman kid, I think he's going to step right in there. The other guy that might be in question, okay, wait, I'll give you one. Clark Phillips. What do you know with Clark Phillips?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I heard Coach mention D. Alford. So I guess D. Alford, you know, I've had some issues with D. at times. I thought, you know, he's been uneven, sometimes spectacular, sometimes really missing where he's supposed to be on the field. But and maybe that was a byproduct of Jimmy Lake's defense. But D. Alford is ahead of Billy Bowman. Clark Phillips is behind Mike Hughes. C.J. Henderson's going to get a great chance in this nickel as well.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, it's taken him a minute, but he seems like he's popping.
All right. Offensively, come on. We need all the help we can get.
Right.
Right? I mean, seriously, like, I believe we're talking about fringe guys mm-hmm. right now on this team that could help you with special teams. We're not talking about letting go a bunch of offensive linemen. Our depth is already in question before the season's already started. Hey, man, we got to spend some time with a guy that wrote an incredible book, Brady versus Belichick, The Dynasty Debate. And the reason why we wanted to get him on is, one, he's incredible. Gary Myers, New York Times best-selling author. But also the debate about what Belichick's going to be at UNC. Check out the book and get it anywhere you grab books, guys, on Amazon, wherever. Gary, thanks for joining us. I mean, they spent 20 seasons together, and Mike and I have had this debate. I know most people have had this debate with their friends. Who made who? Did Brady make Belichick, or did he make Brady?
Well, I mean, that's kind of the issue that I had debate in the book. Listen, I think you can make an argument either way, depending on who you personally favor. Mm-hmm. My opinion is that there wouldn't have been a Brady without Belichick early on in his career. Once Tom established himself as a great player, then I think it was all Brady. And I would say, like, maybe the last 13 of the 20 seasons together. Starting with the 07 season when they were undefeated and Tom threw 50 touchdown passes, I think the whole momentum in that the pendulum had swung to Brady, that at that point he would have been great no matter where he was. But in order to get to that point, he needed Belichick, so you can't really discount Belichick's influence and importance in Brady's career. So I got lots of varied answers, and it was a really fun project to work on. I happen to think it's like the greatest unanswered question in this generation of the NFL.
It's a great debate. I mean, it's great for sports talk radio, a barbershop, a bar up in New England, out on the Cape. You could have this one go all week.
Yeah.
Because Brady is, like, we all know what a force of nature he is and his dedication. If he, you know, if he gets drafted somewhere else, he might sit on the depth chart and never get that crack. If Drew Bledsoe, and I know you talk about it.
Somewhere else.
Go ahead.
He might never have made a roster if he got drafted somewhere else. I mean, he probably was not going to get drafted if the Patriots didn't take him. And then they kept him as the fourth string quarterback. I mean, nobody does that. But they had such a horrible salary cap situation. They needed cheap labor.
Exactly.
And so they got him, you know, a sixth round rookie contract, which was nothing. And then, you know, the following year, when Bledsoe got hurt and Brady was playing well, he wasn't playing lights out, but they were winning. Belichick kept Bledsoe on the bench. There would have been a lot of coaches that would have said, you know, you don't lose your job because of injury. And giving the job back to Bledsoe. So a lot of things fell into place for Brady by winding up in New England. And if he wound up in Cleveland or Detroit or let's say Atlanta or you know whatever the quarterback situation was in Atlanta at that point, who knows what would have happened. So we can't, you know, it's easy to say, you know, oh, you know, Brady went to Tampa and he won a Super Bowl in his first year and Belichick got fired after 4 years in New England without Brady, and Belichick didn't win in Cleveland. So it's got to be Brady. Mm-hmm. And my discussion, I focused on what did they do together? I don't care what they did separately because the circumstances were different. But in the working conditions that were set in New England with the talent that was around them, who was more important? And, you know, it is Brady, but it's not 80% Brady. You know, that's the conclusion. I came to a conclusion of 63-37.
Okay.
I decided not to use round numbers.
Hey, I got to ask you this because I found this fascinating. Gary Myers joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Nobody talks about this, but the guy that really started this dynasty was a linebacker named Mo Lewis who knocks out Bledsoe, right? Because if that doesn't happen, the circumstances of events don't play out. And in the book, you reveal he doesn't even talk about it. He doesn't talk to former teammates. He became a recluse. That's interesting.
Yeah. He actually lives in your area down there, too. He's somewhere in the Atlanta area.
We'll track him down.
I think Mo really resents being labeled as the guy who started the Patriot dynasty. I mean, that's a tough thing to live with, especially when you're playing for, you know, their number one rival. I mean, Jet fans hate the Patriots. All Mo did on that play was his job. It was a vicious hit, but it was completely legal. And he blames Bledsoe. And when you break down the play, it was Bledsoe's fault. He should have slid or he should have run out of bounds. He wasn't a real mobile quarterback, but he was competitive and he was trying to get a first down. And, you know, do you want to live to see another play or do you try to get a first down? And, you know, the interesting thing that came out of that is that, you know, he goes back on the field for the next series. Mm. And he came out of the game because he wasn't remembering the plays and he had a concussion. But the major injury was a sheared blood vessel in his chest that nobody realized he had until he got to the locker room. And his blood pressure was doing crazy things. And they said, we got to get you to the hospital. And I don't know if you've been to Foxborough, but it's tough getting out of there.
Right.
You know, it's one lane in, one lane out. And Boston has the best hospitals, but you got to get to them first. And his brother was convinced on the way to the hospital that Drew had passed away.
Wow.
And,
punctured lung. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was really touch and go there for a while. And, you know, he was bleeding internally. But what everybody thought he had initially was a concussion. You know, fortunately, the doctors and, you know, the Patriot doctors acted really quickly once they were in the locker room. But, you know, if that game had was in the second quarter instead of the fourth quarter, and he just stood on the sidelines, God knows what would have happened.
Wow.
You know, it was just the fact that it happened late in the game, and then they, you know, they got him to the hospital, and even then it was, you know, a very risky, difficult ride. Yeah.
It's a Gary Myers with us, guys. Recognize the voice. Brady versus Belichick, the dynasty debate. So get on it. I can think right now, for sports fans out there, it'd be a great airplane book or just anywhere, man. And, of course, Gary is also a Hall of Fame voter. The thing about the Patriots, and it's you can't have one without the other, the stuff on the margins and Spygate. We've talked about it here in Atlanta. You talked to Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell says, in retrospect, he should have suspended Bill Belichick, not just the most expensive fine ever. Let me talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, I was having lunch with, not to name drop or anything.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, I don't mean to do that. I just want to give your listeners some context for the conversation. And he had told me that Belichick had promised that, now I remember this really clearly, it was a Thursday night when the NFL put out the press release that he was being fined, it was $500,000, and the Patriots being fined $250,000, and they lost the draft choice. But Belichick had promised Roger that the next morning at the press conference that he would apologize. And he didn't.
Wow.
He just basically apologized to the team and to the fans, but never apologized for, you know, breaking the rules.
Right.
And the league had just reminded all the coaches a couple of weeks earlier, as the season was about to start, you know, that these using electronics to record defensive signals was against the rules.
Right.
And, you know, Belichick went ahead and did it anyhow. So Roger went and, you know, he was furious when Belichick didn't apologize. And, you know, a week or two later, when, you know, I was with him, he said, my biggest regret here is I didn't suspend him because I trusted him that he was going to apologize. And he just felt like he let him off easy.
Crazy.
And, yeah, and I think that's one of the reasons that he came down so hard on Brady. I mean, I'm sure that's one of the reasons. Because the NFL owners were really upset after the fact with Roger for not, you know, being tougher on Belichick. So then he finally found another reason to try to get at the Patriots, and it was that silly whole thing with deflating footballs, which never thought Brady did.
No, right. It was a joke.
He did it. And so Goodell, I think, overreacted on that one as a makeup call to the rest of the owners that, you know, they thought his relationship with Kraft was still too cozy, and that's why he let Belichick off. And then Roger's like, well, okay, I'll show them. Huh. I'll take the highest profile player in the league and sit his butt down for four games for, you know, with no real evidence that he did anything wrong.
Right. Yeah, it was a joke. Gary, I got to ask you this before we let you go. Again, New York Times bestseller, Brady versus Belichick. Check it out, The Dynasty Debate. What kind of coach do you think he's going to be in college? Do you think he will be successful? 30 seconds or less.
Yeah, I think that he will, but it's all dependent on does he have a quarterback? And I know he has some transfers in there, but, you know, if Drake May was still there, yeah, he turned around in a minute. But Drake May happens to be in New England now, which is kind of funny. I think he'll do fine. I don't think he's in it for the long haul. I give him 3 years tops, and even less than that if he does really well and the NFL owner comes and says, all right, you know, come turn around my team now. I think he'd rather be in the NFL and not have to deal with the transfer portal in the NIL.
That's how I feel. Gary, great work, man. Congratulations on the book. We appreciate the time.
Thanks, and just tell people it comes out September 16th, and if you're interested in pre-ordering, go to Amazon or any place else, or you can just go to a bookstore on September 16th, and it'll be there for you.
Yeah. All right, man. It's really good stuff.
Brady versus Belichick, the Dynasty Debate. Awesome.
All right, guys. We got more to get to, more on the Falcons as well, but first we got some guy talk coming up, Mike.
Well, one Sanders got cut this week because he did something really dumb right in front of a ref. Also on the way, did you see the interview with the Marlins closer? The guy who slaps himself when he comes out on the field?
Yeah, it was a little intense.
Yeah, well, wait till you hear the post-game interview. It's on the way on Dukes and Bell with Guy Talk.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, how was your week zero of college football? Take your week zero to the extreme.
I mean, who did? Listen, if you didn't watch, because you're not a hardcore college football fan, Mike, I just love the fact that the games mattered, and I had it on. You said you watched Stanford and Hawaii?
Well, I mean, our neighbors, these are the part of the dog palooza.
Okay.
And we have all these great dogs. I posted photos over the weekend, you know, Mike Bell ATL on Twitter. Carl's put them up, see Dukes. And I'd never met the guy who owned, I know I met the wife a million times because she's always out walking the dog. But I know the guy was a Delta pilot, went to Stanford. No, he's a smart guy.
Okay.
And he's restoring an old Pontiac. He's a car guy. I've never seen him. He's like Bigfoot. I know he's around. Never seen this guy. And so we're walking the dogs, Becky and I, on Saturday night. And Monica's like, oh, you got to come up and meet Jeff. And so I come in there. And it's three older dudes. And they're all like, you know, and they look at the couch and deadly quiet watching Stanford versus Hawaii.
Oh, so you knew they were serious.
And you know me. And you're the same. Well, I'm probably worse than you, though. Silence is death in our business. I've got to say something. So I come in, introduce myself, and, you know, sit there and make it small talk and, you know, and kind of talk about it. Go, oh, look at that. Frank Reich is the head of coach of Stanford. I didn't even know that.
You know, You're trying.
Just trying. But they were very focused on this very awful football game because Stanford couldn't really move the ball. And it was just, and Hawaii took a minute to get rolling. They started trucking. Hawaii now doesn't play in the Aloha Bowl. They now play, or that Aloha Stadium, they now play, it looks like, closer to Honolulu in a stadium that kind of looks like Tulane Stadium. It looks like it seats about like 25,000 people.
Right.
But I guess, you know, you're on the island, that's about all you need. But anyway, so I sat there, and they offered me a beer, and I had a 420 in the fridge. I grabbed a brew, and the women are in the kitchen commiserating, and the dogs are running around. And I felt like I was just in, you know, I'm impeding on their Stanford viewing pleasure. And then I saw Monica on Sunday. I got help. I wasn't bothering you guys. Oh, no, Jeff loved it. I'm like, okay.
He didn't say anything.
He didn't say much.
By the way, Stanford, did they win?
No. Hawaii won. And, I don't know what the spread was, but I mean, I was like, whoa. It's like, man, it was tough. It's just, I'm sitting there trying to make small talk, and it's like, you know.
Yeah.
And the other guy was a Georgia Tech fan, not the biggest football fan, but, you know, brilliant guy. He's, you know, worked at Delta for years. So the small talk was really, you know, it was going like two sentences. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
Like Jerry Seinfeld does a bit about small talk, when even the small talk is just not going anywhere. Right. It's very small talk.
They were focused.
Yes.
Okay.
So anyway, but that was my start. Over the weekend, we wrapped things up with the end of the preseason. And as I said on Twitter, I think we all agree, preseason football is like the soft core of sports. It's just, there's really no purpose to it. You don't get what you want. And it's a waste of a lot of time. Unless, of course, you're trying to make a football team. Cue what happened with Shiloh Sanders.
Mm.
He gets into a fracas, and of course, the ref never sees the first punch or the first incident. They only see the second. But Shiloh Sanders gets cut by the Bucs. Now, his head coach was arguing with the refs to not get him thrown out of the game, but he gets thrown out for throwing a punch at Zach Davidson, the tight end of the Bills. They started scrapping away from the football, and then eventually slow motion video shows you that Davidson, the Bills tight end, sticks his fingers into Shiloh Sanders' face mask, which is going to get guys scrapping on any occasion.
Get your fingers out of my face!
But when you're trying to make a football team and you're at the back end of the field, right in front of the back judge, and that's exactly where it was, he's swinging on cuz, he throws the flag, so he's out. And so he doesn't get to make the Bucs, and he gets ejected.
Yeah, look, Todd Bowles was hot. And he's trying to set an example for his team. Like, you can't do these dumb things in the moment. I know what happened. I get it. I didn't know if they would release him or not, Mike. But look, we've seen guys released for less. And in the end of the day, it don't matter what your name is. Like, if you're costing us, you know, penalties and field position, and you're giving up scores because of dumb things that you're doing, no NFL coach wants to deal with that. So is he going to get another shot? Probably.
Yeah.
But we'll see, man.
Hey, man, Desmond Watson also gets cut by the Bucs. That was the big fella, the 450-pounder, who was an undrafted free agent out of the University of Florida, and he doesn't make the cut. So, again, the guy, they couldn't practice. They worried about the guy dropping dead with his weight. Sorry, I mean, that's basically how it was described out in Tampa.
Yeah, I asked a question, and I don't know if it was rhetorical because the answer is not enough, but I said, how much weight did he lose? Because it's not like over the last 8 weeks this kid hadn't lost any weight.
Right.
But 450? Mike.
Yeah, that's, and again, all he could do was walk around And he, you know, and he, it's tough because everybody's practicing, and this dude is just, you know, you really did feel sorry for the guy. But yeah. I mean, you know, I don't want to see another one of these my 600 pound lives things. But I mean, there's a competitive weight you got to be. Some of the largest guys, we had Grady Jackson here with the Falcons. He was nearly a biscuit shy of 400.
Sure.
But that dude was an amazing athlete. Who was the guy for the Texans? Vince Wilfork. Great athlete.
Big Vince, yeah.
Amazing athlete for a guy that size. We got Michael Penix Jr. He's an amazing athlete. Here's a drunk, wise-ass Cowboys fan heckling Michael Penix Jr. at halftime leaving the field. Oh, it's coming up in just a second.
Hey, Michael!
Ever since,
nothing, man. I didn't say nothing to you.
Ever since the Savannah station, WTOC, can't we call it a tallywhacker? Anyway, they put the S for the X. So this guy, and it was a typical family. Hey, Michael. Hey, why are you walking over to me? It's just typical soft, drunk guy. Did you really, and again, it's not worth Penix's time, but you just love to see that guy take one just right in the kisser. Just a drunken doofus, you know?
I love how he corrected himself. He wasn't that drunk. Michael Penix!
Yeah, it's just, oh. Geez.
I said Penix, man. Have a great year, bro.
Everybody's a tough guy from 50 feet, right?
Always.
Ain't that the way of the world?
Always.
Hey, man.
And on social media.
Hey, that's a whole world of fake tough guys on Twitter. From the Florida Marlins. Interesting story. If you didn't see Tyler Phillips, a dude that's got an intense energy, Carl. This guy got traded to them, and he's a dude that's, you know, he's having some fun now, finding his way out of the bullpen to the music of Steve Austin's wrestling intro. He likes to slap himself in the face.
Wake up!
He goes out and gets his second save for the Marlins. And then the young man from the Marlins TV network, Stephen Storm, has the unenviable task of talking to the Marlins closer. Take a listen.
All right, Jack, thank you very much. Tyler, you threw 32 pitches yesterday. When did you know you were going in tonight?
When they called down.
And you were ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready. They called down, I'm pissed off, I'm ready to go.
Why do you get so pissed off?
I don't like hitters.
How did you get through that ninth?
Throw the ball over the plate.
How long does it take you to cool down after a win?
I never cool down.
And the slapping, what was the level of slapping when you came on?
Pretty hard, my face is hot. Yeah.
How important was it for your team to get this win today?
It's big. I mean, every win's big. It doesn't matter what the record is. Every win's big. That's what we're here for. It's to try to win the game.
There you go, man. So, again, if you didn't see the video they had on SportsCenter, you see him like, whack! I mean, he's wailing on his face as he comes out. They play the Stone Cold Steve Austin music, makes his way to the field. Hey, congratulations to Tommy Fleetwood. We started the show talking about it. Much documented, 164 PGA events before he gets his first win. And if ever there was one to get the win, the $10 million check. But the sidebar to this great story, which is a feel-good and everybody's happy for him, Carl, was having to sit through Patrick Cantlay. Apparently, the rule for the PGA, and I looked it up, is you've got 40 seconds to strike the ball. Years ago, playing with him in an event, Brooks Koepka basically said, yeah, they got to start putting this guy on the clock. He was told, you guys were watching yesterday, the PGA Tour official does come and advises them, hey, you guys are now on the clock, and you will get penalized. And if I was, Tommy Fleetwood, I'd be like, it wasn't me. You know, because talk to this idiot, the human filibuster. The video of the shot on 8, 38 seconds over the ball. You know, just doing his little pitter-patter, penguin walk till he hits it. Everybody was saying this guy is just killing it. I mean, for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, Thursday round one, I watched him tee off from the first hole. And he got introduced. And I mentioned this on the show Thursday. Our buddy Zach Klein introduces the golfers on that first day. And he gets up there. And there's a guy sitting next to me from Greenville, South Carolina. And his wife had just walked off. And so he says, hey, you come here often? And I'm like, yeah, we come every year. And we're just having small chat. Ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. And they introduce Cantlay. And literally, they have the quiet signs up.
Right.
We shut up like good golf fans are supposed to. Because we're sitting like right in front watching, getting ready to watch him. And Mike, to your point, 30 seconds in, the guy taps my leg. I don't even know this guy. And I go, what's up? He goes, is he going to hit the ball? I go, yeah, he's going to hit it in a minute. And he stayed on top of the ball for 15 more seconds. They didn't say anything. And literally the guy taps him on the leg. Swing already. And I go, I'm just put my hands up. It was absolutely incredible to watch to everyone that was there this weekend. At some point, you watch Cantlay. Mike is absolutely right about this guy. And unfortunately, like, this is who he is. He plays great. But that is absolutely ridiculous.
No, it's the worst. And again, if you ever play, I mean, yes, I understand the stakes. I love these golf stuff. Well, he's playing for big money. You know what? It still sets the wrong precedent. And the PGA should start hitting him with strokes, as Brooks Koepka said, because the guy, he just plays like a turd. The other thing is, and I thought the other aspect of it is, you're playing partner. I mean, it's selfish, it's rude, and that's why guys, Shane Lowry's one of those guys, there's a couple on tour,
have said
these guys want to strangle him. But anyway, good job that Tommy Fleetwood, in addition to all the other pressure, had to deal with the human filibuster of Patrick Cantlay. While we're young! Anyway, there's your guide talk here on a Monday.
Hey, Falcons roster cuts begin. Caleb McGarry is going to miss significant time. That has been confirmed. So, what does this mean for our Falcons? We're going to talk about that and more coming up in the Falcon Report.
I never cool down.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.